Soak it all in. Why? To understand, so that you might be a disciple like Peter. So that you might be the church. Whom do you seek to understand? Whom do you seek to know? Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. The key is to find him, to actually see him. And it's not so obvious. He's hidden. Hidden behind hands that wash feet. Hidden behind hands that give bread and wine from his Father, Jesus' very life. Hidden behind a body broken and crushed, pouring forth its very lifeblood on the cross of death. Hidden behind reproaches that crush you for abandoning him, so that he might graft you. Graft you as living branches into the living vine. There, hidden behind these instruments of service, you find the Son of God. You find the servant of all. And what is the servant of all doing? Dying. Giving himself and his life up for you. Loving the world of his Father. In his dying, he is emptying himself in love for you, just as I have loved you, he said. The servant is here, loving you. So what should you do, you disciple of the servant? Adore him. Adore the servant who bore the cross. His cross is mercy for you. It is your joy. Adore him. And love. Love recklessly. Love without abandon. Love all that belong to him and all those that don't as though they did. Love as he has loved you. And soak in the water. Soak in the water that brings to remembrance, as it did for Peter, all that Jesus is and all that he does. Soak in the water of his service, adoring the cross, feeling the sting of the reproaches, rejoicing in his word of mercy for you, eating the bread and wine of life, loving your neighbor as you feast together in his feast of love. And soak in the water of these 3 days. Soak in the water of the Triduum. Splash around in it over these next 3 days. Be refreshed in this living water. Let it soak into you. And when you do, you will see the servant of all, the lover of God and his creation. You'll see him in his loving, dying at the hands of those who scourge and nail him to the cross, because he loves them to death, shining his face upon those who think that God has abandoned them, sharing an abundant feast. A feast of bread that fully satisfies and of wine that warms the heart and fills you with the joy of God's kingdom. remember the one who washes your feet, who loves you with the love of his heavenly Father, who loves you even unto death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.